Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking Titans, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Kayla Anderson from News 2. Kayla, what's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Doing well. Got the sun shining. And I've heard, I haven't stepped out, but I heard it's really cold.
It is very cold. Very cold. It is not good out there.
I don't know if it's quite Washington State cold, but it's cold.
I was going to say, I lived in Montana, too. Remember
Ooh.
That. So
Ooh,
playoffs during this time of the year. Woo-wee. It was cold then.
I bet.
More power to you. I don't think I could survive that, but... You're much tougher than me. So, Kayla, the Titans sit here 8-4, the number two seed in the AFC. Obviously, the last two times we've seen this team, it has not gone well. Overall, where do you think the Titans are right now? What do you like? What do you not like about what you've seen from the Titans thus far?
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride, to say the least. And I feel like it's really been that way overall in the National Football League. There's been a lot of teams that either started off poorly and have been catching steam, or that have gone through certain patches where they've played really well or they've not played well. And the Tennessee Titans kind of fall in that whole storyline because they started off the season, they won, you know, a game here, lost a game, then they went on that big stretch, and after they lost Derrick Henry, it's almost like they kind of started to go backwards. And we all expected there to be some steps back because, obviously, Derrick Henry is such a crucial part of this team. But the injuries just didn't stop. And in every day, every game, it felt like there was more injuries. And, you know, defensively, you had that really good stretch from the Titans as well. And I feel like as much as Bud Dupree's numbers maybe were not there, I feel like Bud Dupree was a big part of that front four having so much success. And so now you look at this team that's got some time to heal up. Hopefully, like Mike Vrabel said, they can come back, play with a little more speed, practice a little more. I think they're still in a really good position. And I know the Patriots have soared to the top of the AFC, but they're still in a good position to, you know, to maybe even get back to the top of the AFC just with the remaining schedule, guys. I mean, I know there's a couple teams in there that are playing better, specifically Miami. But you look at that schedule, it is technically the easiest remaining schedule. If they can get a couple bodies back, guys, I feel like they're in a really good position.
So what's your what's the realistic expectation for you, Kayla, for Julio Jones? I mean, I think it's good news yesterday that he's designated to return. Doesn't mean he's going to play Sunday, but what do you think is realistic with him? And really, I mean, how do you evaluate that move to bring him in now, and what needs to happen for it to, you know, to make it worthwhile?
Yeah, and it's always tricky, right, with these hamstring injuries that we've seen throughout the whole season, because hamstring injuries always can come back to haunt you. And it feels like, you know, Julio was dealing with that throughout the entire season. And then when I watched him pull up on that in practice that day, I mean, it did not look good, and clearly because he went on injured reserve that week. But I don't think that they would designate him back to practice, and I know they're technically still on injured reserve, if they weren't going to see, okay, how is he going to respond? And I think that's what's going to happen. I think that there's a chance we don't see him on Sunday, but I think there's a better chance that we do, just because they're bringing him back. They're going to see how he reacts. He's clearly had a lot of time to recover and hopefully heal that hammy. But I think the main question, you guys, with him is, can he stay healthy for the remainder of the season and into the playoffs, if that is the case? Because that's something we just haven't been able to see from him this season.
Kayla Anderson from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kayla, what have been your thoughts on Ryan Tannehill, specifically with the turnovers that we've seen as of late? How concerned are you about the Titans quarterback at this point as they head into coming off their bye week now, taking on the Jags on Sunday?
It's a little concerning, just for the fact that I don't think it was like a thing where it's just happened in the last couple of weeks where they haven't had a majority of their offensive cast. I think this has kind of been an issue for, you know, Ryan since the beginning, in terms of just not taking care of the football, because he's had some fumbles too. It's almost like, I don't know, you know, going into this season, if he put pressure on himself just to be, you know, a better quarterback. And he's played really well overall, but, you know, there's always the people, it's always the media. You know, what is Ryan truly without Derrick Henry? And now we were able to see that. And unfortunately, we were able to see it when he didn't have other weapons around him either. So he's working with a pretty depleted cast, and so I think he's put more pressure on himself. I think that confidence, I'm not going to say it's confidence, but I would say maybe not trusting a lot of his guys out there that he's not familiar with, and then second-guessing himself, that's recently in terms of turnover. So I think for Ryan, it probably was good to have a reset. I think it can help him moving forward if he really just truly, you know, knows how to take care of the football, which I think he knows to do and knows how to do. So for everybody, I think it's just like Mike Vrabel said on Monday, getting back to fundamentals, right? And Ryan Tannehill needs to get back to some fundamentals in terms of being a quarterback and taking care of that football. And I think he can do it.
A lot of injuries, of course, and as you referenced, Kayla, I mean, it's just like every game, and you know, there's somebody else, or there's somebody limited who's trying to go, and Harold Landry, I think, was that guy at New England. But if there's one player on that side of the ball, you would say, okay, if that player is full go, fully healthy the rest of the way, it lifts the defense. Who would it be?
Ooh, that's a tricky question, because we've had a lot of missing pieces, and the defense has been able to maneuver through some things, but it hasn't been the best when we've seen everybody out there healthy. Gosh, I'm going to say, does it have to be a person that's injured right now?
I mean, no. Well, no, I mean,
okay.
I mean, just, it could even just be someone who elevates their play, you know?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at the overall defense in terms of elevating play, I mean, I think that a guy like Jeffrey Simmons has done that all season. And I know that they haven't been able to get a ton of pressure in the last couple of games, but I truly feel like, you know, having all four of those guys, like with Bud Dupree incorporated in that, it makes them that much more of a force. But remember when this defense was clicking, really clicking, it was when they had those four guys. Without Bud Dupree, it hasn't been the same. But if you took a guy like Jeffrey Simmons out of there, it would be an entire, you know, different story. And so I think I'm going to have to roll with keeping Big Jeff in there, just because he's not only the leader on that defense with Kevin Byard, excuse me, but he helps create so many things. And so, yeah, I got to roll with Jeff.
Kayla, last thing for you. What did you think of the College Football Playoff Committee? Did they get the four teams right? What do you think of the matchups?
Yeah, I think they did. It's been crazy to watch this whole thing unfold, because there were so many different scenarios that could have taken place if like Michigan lost, let's say. But I think they got it right. Alabama, you know what? If you can't knock down the Giant's going to keep prevailing, and Georgia couldn't knock them down. And so, you know, Alabama, I think, is worthy of that number one spot. You could argue that Michigan, you know, could have had that as well. But I think the way that they wanted to do the matchups, it makes sense how they did that. And I'm just really happy for Luke Fickell and his squad. I mean, that's a really big achievement to get in a non-Power 5, you know, team and the way that he did it, and I know that he's got that team believing. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
You talk a little trash to Bob, by the way? Bob said you can talk some trash, some Apple Cup trash.
Man, Bob, I appreciate that, especially the permission to do it here on 102.5 in the morning to all of you. No, I'm excited for seven straight games, guys. The Huskies had our number. They pretty much had walloped us in the Apple Cup, and that was during the Mike Leach streak there. But we have broken that curse, and guess what? We are Apple Cup champs. Bob, I appreciate you letting me be victorious on here. It's awesome, though. You know how rivalry games are, everybody, and this one was big for us to win.
That's right.
That was classy of you.
That was very classy. You're taking the high road.
Yeah, thanks,
guys.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's Kayla Anderson from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Kayla, appreciate so much you taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kayla Anderson does a great job for News 2. Thanks to her for joining us this morning here on the program. A little bit of trash talk, but she did take the high road there.
Now, here's my question. News 2, is there something at News 2 where the word scenario, which is what the word is, scenario, everyone says scenario.
I don't know.
Corey and Kayla both say scenario.
I don't know.
Who says scenario?
I've never even picked up on this before.
I just did just now because Corey always says it, and I always thought it was weird. But, you know, you can't quibble with every word. But I think now that Kayla has said scenario, I think we need to open this up.
This is like a mandate from above, you think?
I mean, Tribe Called Quest, one of my favorite all-time songs called Scenario. What's the scenario? Now, how do you say scenario?
I say scenario.
What's up with scenario? What is that?
I mean, I've heard this before. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll need to explore this further. Another hang up on a word.
That's right. When we come back, we'll take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Attention men, have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. And right now, Andrew joins me from Hillside Medical Clinic to tell us all about it. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey there, I'll tell you guys, if you're out there frustrated in the bedroom, if you're experiencing some erectile dysfunction, the pill for 30 years has been the solution. Men are sick of it. They're sick of the pharmacy. They're sick of the side effects. Hillside Medical Clinic has a major medical advancement. Acoustic wave therapy, clinically backed and shown to repair and open up blood vessels. In fact, enough that we can now get rid of the erectile dysfunction with just a few easy sessions at its core, no pills, no injections, and no side effects.
So, Andrew, what kinds of studies have been done on this new technology?
Well, that is what is so great, is there are 50 clinical studies from Cambridge, the Cleveland Clinic, the Journal of Sexual Medicine, and so many others. This has been called the new standard of care for ED. I think it's so effective that the pill will someday be a thing of the past.
And Andrew, you have a special offer if our listeners call in right now.
Yes, if you are ready to regain your love life, just in time for the holidays, by the way, and get rid of the erectile dysfunction, call us here at Hillside Medical Clinic now. You'll qualify for the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound for free. And here's another cool part. You get a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. You'll love this. It's worth hundreds of dollars. It's free to callers now.
That's right, guys. You can put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now at 615-576-5000. Preds fans, join us for Smashville Live tomorrow on 102.5 The Game with special guest Jordan Tutu, hosted by Chase McCabe. The show will air on Wednesdays during the Preds season from 6 to 7 p.m., featuring Preds players, former players, and other special guests. You can watch the show via 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Facebook page, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us this hockey season for Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thanks to Kayla Anderson for joining us in the last segment. Appreciate her thoughts on the Titans. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Tyler
texting in. Appreciate the tip of the hat to A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, Dennis does the row, row like a dungeon dragon. That's a line from that. I got you, Dennis. We're trading back and forth Tribe Called Quest lines now on the text line. And now Bob's mad on Twitter because the radio show has world-class reporter on. She does a great interview. Rex Rhodes takeaway. She says scenario funny.
Was that your takeaway?
That was not my main takeaway, Bob. I'm just saying it's a News 2 thing. Kyle Tucker texted me and said, how do you say Mario?
Mario.
Right, but that doesn't mean you say scenario. He's like, I say the cookies with cream, I call them Oreos.
Scott texting in says, I say scenario the way that Kayla does. Most people I know do as well. Could this be a regional thing?
I mean, how does Brian Kelly say it?
That's the real question.
What's the scenario with that?
Me and my family were in a scenario the other day.
I don't know. Like, I'd like to know with that particular word, like, is that a regional thing? I mean, Corey is a Chicago guy.
Correct.
And Kayla's a Pacific Northwest woman. I don't think that that's any sort of a regional thing. It's just a tomato-tomato thing. But who says tomato? Who actually says tomato?
I don't know.
I heard you do, Joe.
You heard I do.
Yeah.
Actually, that is kind of fancy, and I might adopt that.
Sean texts in. All it says is Ski Atika. That's all it says.
Yeah, I know. I'm the pronunciation king with ski. I think I'm wearing my Ski Atika shirt today, actually.
There you go.
I don't know. It's just an interesting observation. I would like to hear from Kayla and or Corey about why they say scenario. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe they'll hit up our text line.
It doesn't define them, okay? It's just something I'd like to know.
Don from Wisconsin texting in. I said the same thing as you guys do. Being from Wisconsin, I think it is a regional thing. Are we in the same region as Wisconsin?
Well, but Corey is.
Yeah. But Donovan says it the way that we do.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. We're flustered.
I think I'm going to Google this.
You should. What did you think about the Julio Jones news yesterday? Designated to return from injury. We'll see what happens at practice this week and whether or not he can play on Sunday against Jacksonville. But we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Getting him back on the field, keeping him healthy, just the threat of having him out there could make a pretty big difference for this group because there was pretty much no threat in the receiving game the last time the Titans took the field.
See ya. And then I guess the next question is, so if he is out there, like how much, like if you're the Jaguars, are you suddenly just quaking in your cleats that Julio Jones is out there? Probably not, but you at least have to.
You're paying attention to him.
You're paying attention to him relative to, I can't even keep track of it. Obviously, Nick Westbrook, Akina. Obviously, Chester Rogers. I mean, yeah, Cody Hollister getting a lot of snaps. I do wonder, too. Like, Julio's the big news on the activation, or not activation, but on the designated to return. Cruikshank is a nice chess piece to have. The Titans have that. They've got that, they got different lineups defensively where they've actually moved him to the second level, and he obviously helps on special teams. But I wonder if, like, Racy McMath have a chance to – get in there. I mean, he was ahead of Dez Fitzpatrick earlier this season. He's the next – what is he? He's the next
Julio Jones.
He's the next Julio Jones. But I wonder – I don't know. I mean, it's not great, obviously, for a rookie to just not be able to do things physically. Then what do you expect him to just pick it right back up? But at this point with this receiving core, I wouldn't, like, rule out Racy McMath from carving out some kind of a role, especially while A.J. Brown is not around.
And Golden Tate as well. What does his role look like this week? I mean, I don't think it was a huge surprise that he didn't play against New England, given that he was just brought into the organization and you got to learn the playbook, like all these different things that he's done. But he's had 2 weeks now to kind of get used to all that stuff. My guess is we probably see Golden Tate in action coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, I would think so. How much that matters, I don't know. I mean, Adrian Peterson, obviously – it didn't make a ton of – it's wild to see Adrian Peterson with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Got a touchdown.
Yeah, he
did.
Moving up the list.
Golden Tate was sitting out. He was kind of – he wasn't all that impactful with the Giants. He was kind of – I mean, it wasn't too long ago that he was a really you know, dangerous receiver, productive receiver, but I'm sure he'll have some kind of a role. I just, to me, when they get everybody back, he's probably not going to still be around, but we'll see.
By the way, Adrian Peterson, 11 carries on Sunday, 16 yards. That is 1.5 a carry. Did have the touchdown, though.
Well.
Had a long of 7.
That moves him, though, but where does that move? I mean, I swear, slowly he's going for 15K.
Trudging his way to 15,000 rushing yards.
So that gets him. That gets him where? That gets him to 14,918. He was at 14,902. He's at 14,918.
16 yards at a time, buddy.
Again, like he's 82 yards from becoming the fifth player ever with 15K. He is 351 yards from Barry Sanders. Can he get 351 more yards?
No.
Probably not.
No, he cannot.
Can he get 82 more yards?
Maybe.
Able to do that. Might be able to do that.
Maybe. 11 carries, 16 yards. Now, look, the San Francisco front is good.
Niners are salty.
They did run for 5.4 carry in that game against that salty front.
Who?
Rashad Penny, 10 carries, 35 yards. And then Travis Homer had 3 carries for 80. Okay, so a 73-yarder it'll change that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that'll help the old average.
I'm impressed Peterson got 11 carries, you know?
I am too. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron texting in, not only do the Titans need to get guys back and healthy fast, they also need to start fast. I remember when the last time the Titans started fast and kept the pace and finish, or I don't remember the last time they did that, is what he said. So there you go. Starting games a little bit faster.
That hasn't been the norm this year.
It is not.
For sure. Now, the game that stands out.
Kansas City.
They did was Kansas City. Yeah. And that was their most thorough, you know, all-around dominant performance with just about everything that this team does well on display at a high level. But, yeah, not a lot of great – I mean, I suppose you could say they started fast against the Rams in terms of they immediately got in Matt Stafford's face and set this tone.
Yeah.
And that's really was the story of that game. But, I mean, I think when people say starting fast, you're thinking about the offense coming right out, you know, scripted first drive, get a touchdown. How many games has that happened this year?
It's been rare.
Chiefs game for sure. Yeah. No, I agree, though. That's – well, and it's in a game like this, against a team like this, you know, come out and get some separation from them, and you might have a – you know, you might have a game like the Colts had against the Texans on Sunday. But if you let them hang around, then you could be in trouble.
We'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Take more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's next. Also got some tickets to give away on the other side as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Now with two locations in Murfreesboro, visit their brand new Murfreesboro location at 2019 Memorial Boulevard. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got some tickets to give away to the Transperfect Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium coming up on Thursday, December the 30th, to see the Tennessee Volunteers take on the Purdue Boilermakers at Nissan Stadium. Be caller number 3 at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to the Transperfect Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium coming up on Thursday, December the 30th. So hit up our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We got Preds Pick the Click coming up in the next segment. We'll be joined by our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports to begin the 9 o'clock hour as well. Right now, taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. By the way, Derrick Henry has been named the Titans nominee for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. So Derrick Henry, the Titans nominee for the Man of the Year Award. probably a pretty deserving candidate.
I would say so. I mean, he's not the only one who's deserving, but yeah, the Two All Foundation has done a lot of different things. So well deserved, and of course, every team has a nominee for that, and now they'll each get $40,000 to donate to the charity of their choice as well. The winner of Man of the Year gets a $250,000 donation.
Yep.
So, but Derrick Henry has that, and of course, yesterday Mike Vrabel was asked about Derrick Henry, and I think he's okay. But he's been around. He's been in the facility. He's been working out. He's been rehabbing. He's been doing what he can do. So, coming up here pretty soon, start to maybe get some information about the foot.
Yep. Right now, still in wait and see mode on Derrick Henry, and obviously his availability or not availability is going to determine largely what the rest of this Titan season looks like on that standpoint. But here they are, 8-4. They're the number two seed in the AFC right now. After the Patriots took down the Bills last night, they remain at number one. Still, all in all, pretty good weekend for the Titans in terms of the rest of the AFC and what happened. So as we sit here now, realizing that the injuries are still a massive story with this group, not having Derrick Henry is still a big deal with this group. They are 8-4. They are the number two seed at the moment at the AFC, and it feels like over the last couple weeks, people are just kind of dismissing the Titans with the way that they've played. Understandably so, to some regard. Where do you, Joe Rexroad, view the Titans right now as to where they are, where they fit in the AFC, and the position that they now have with five games remaining in the regular season?
I guess my big thing is I wouldn't dismiss any possibility for this team. You know, like, I wouldn't make that mistake of ruling them out, especially this year in the AFC. Just tell me who's great. I think the Chiefs are still the most likely team to emerge right now. That would be my pick. If I had to make a pick, they're the Chiefs. They've done it before. It's a lot of the same people. So, and they're playing better. They're not playing great on offense, but they're playing better. They're playing much better on defense. But who's great? I don't buy that New England is great. And I really don't. Like, I would put the Titans ahead of the Patriots. And again, it's a lot of guesswork because the guesswork has to do with who's on the field, and that's as big a question for the Titans as any other team.
Yep.
Well, the Ravens are also, I mean, they're just running out of players. But it's absolutely possible the Titans get most of these people back, and they're rested and healthy, and they could make a run. You know, it's funny. Not long ago, it was like the Titans are the number one seed, the number one power ranking team in the NFL. And I understand you lose a game like they lost to Houston, and it's like, what is going on? But as someone pointed out on the text line earlier, you know, you have to worry about playing those teams in the playoffs.
That's true.
Now, I think they're as capable. I still think that they're absolutely capable of making a run. It's just hard to do any guessing right now on them because we just don't know what it's going to look like. When is A.J. Brown actually coming back? What's he going to be when he comes back? These other hamstring issues, David Long, Harold Landry, I mean, are they going to keep recurring or are they going to go away? There's a lot to find out, and so it's hard to guess, but I feel like there's some ruling out of the Titans. I think that's a big mistake. If the Titans get their people back, I would like their chances against, say, New England.
Well, the Patriots are going to be – they're going to continue to be the darling of the NFL today. They won the game last night. Their quarterback threw three passes last night. So Mac Jones, 2 of 3 last night for
67%.
19 yards.
67%? That's good. That's
pretty
solid.
Good completion percentage.
Like, what is that rating? What's 2 for 3 for 19 yards? What's the QB rating on that?
I can look that up for you if you want me to.
It'd be interesting. Hey, great job. Great D in the red zone.
84, by the way.
Okay, that's pretty good. Great job in the red zone. On D, great job running the ball. Hey, all due respect, you know, for what they did when you knew what they were going to do. Like on 3rd and 8, they're running a toss sweep.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fact that they were able to get done what they got done is wild. I think Mac Jones is a good rookie quarterback. And he's a rookie quarterback. I wouldn't hitch the wagon to that.
Well, and to your point, like, they've won 7 games in a row. I think their defense is really good, notwithstanding the fact that Titans just put up 270 on the ground against that defense. But like you want, like at some point they're going to have to throw the ball to win a game in the playoffs, you would think. Can they do that? Maybe they can't. Like maybe Mac Jones can't do that, but I still have my doubts that when push comes to shove that he's quite ready for that. I mean, Kansas City, they get a 22-9 win against Denver the other day. Mahomes didn't throw for a touchdown pass. Threw for 184 yards. They ran for 89. Like, their offense still, to me, doesn't really look all that good. But their defense is light years better now than it was to begin the season. So, to your point, like, there's no team in the AFC where you look around and say, okay, if the Titans get a little bit healthier, they can't win. Now, there's also, to me, no team in the AFC right now that you look around and if they're in a playoff matchup against the Titans, can't come in there and beat them. Like, it's a lot of right there together in the same book in the AFC right now. Like, the Chargers, to me, are the perfect example. Like, you have no idea what version of the LA Chargers are going to show up every week. They just get totally housed the last couple of weeks. People are writing off the Chargers, and then they just smash Cincinnati on the road. Like, you have no clue what you're going to get out of either one of those teams. Yeah. AFC's crazy this year.
It is. Yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad, and it's interesting. But, I mean, could the Steelers, you know, catch fire? I still think the Browns are so talented. And they are sitting there right now in fourth place in the AFC North. They're out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think the Colts could be a very dangerous team. You know, Carson Wentz isn't perfect. Carson Wentz has been he's been pretty good for them. They run the ball. Their defense is healthier. It could go a lot of ways. Like right now, the matchups would be what? Titans hosting the Bills, right?
Yeah.
I still think the Bills are one of the most dangerous teams. And I think that last night, if it wasn't this ridiculous 50-mile-an-hour gust situation, like I think the Bills are better than the Patriots. I think if you have a normal night of throwing the football, I think you probably beat that team. But they do struggle to run it, and it, like if you can't run it and then you can't stop the run, that is not the formula.
Well, and if you're playing like in New England in a playoff game, who knows what the conditions are going to be like? I mean, heck, if you're playing here in a playoff game, I mean, it's probably not going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds would be my guess, but it could be 60 degrees in January. It could be 14 degrees in January. Like, I don't trust the Bills because at some point you got to be able to run. Like, you're going to have to run the ball somewhere. Like, even the Bucs last year, with as good as Brady was and as dominant as that defense was, one big difference between them and the playoffs and the regular season is that Leonard Fournette turned into what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
Like, they could run the ball. Like, Buffalo cannot run the ball unless it's Josh Allen. It's difficult for me to trust them that way.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. I mean, there's been teams – you know, that have been very quarterback reliant.
I mean, when the Chiefs won the championship a couple years ago, it's not like they're handing the ball off every play, but they ran it enough to where you had to pay attention to it.
Keep you honest.
Right.
And I don't think the Bills can even do that. Just run more. Hey, just use Josh Allen like Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Turn him into power.
The next Taysom Hill.
That's right. Who wouldn't want to do that after what we saw the other night? When we come back, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the Detroit Red Wings on the road. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, to guess the goal score for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the Detroit Red Wings in game one of their road trip. Pre-game at 5 o'clock, puck drop at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Remember to keep in mind, it is an ESPN Plus game tonight as well for the Predators as they take on the Red Wings. So something to keep in mind on that front. The standings in the competition are as such. Joe Rex Road with 6 correct answers in first place. The listeners with 4 correct answers in second place, Michelle with 3, and Robbie Stanley with 2.
Why did I think I got to 7?
You didn't.
Did I get to 7?
I promise. It's 6.
Okay, fine.
It's going to be okay.
Whatever, man.
With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant, James, in Nashville. James, what's going on?
Nothing much, guys. How are y'all?
We're good. Appreciate you taking time to call in today. So, James, who is your pick to click tonight for the Predators against the Red Wings?
I've got to go with Forsberg.
He is on fire at the moment. James selecting Philip Forsberg. James, appreciate you taking time to call in.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. So, Philip Forsberg, the selection, by the way. Another game winner the other night in overtime with 12 seconds left.
Picking up the
stick. Against Montreal. Picking up the stick and depositing that puck into the back of the net. So Philip Forsberg, the first pick off the board. Michelle Knezevic, you are next in the competition. Forsberg is off the board. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I'm going to go with Matt Duchene.
Matt Duchene, the selection by Michelle Knezevic, has cooled off slightly in terms of the goal production as of late, but still playing very well. Joe Rexroad, you're up next. No Forsberg, no Matt Duchene. Your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators.
I'm going to throw out Luke Cunning. I think maybe Luke Cunning is on the precipice of maybe a little bit of a hot streak.
Luke Cunning, the selection. I'm going to go with Tolvanen to round things up. Mm-hmm. Called shot the other day and said Tolvanen would score on Saturday. He did.
That's right. It just about hit him in the hand and happened to go in, but
he did not shoot it. It went off the stick, but it counts. It is a goal, and I think that is the first of several to come in the next few weeks for Ellie Tolvanen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Ellie Tolvanen tonight.
All right.
So the selections are Philip Forsberg from James, Michelle Knezevic going with Matt Duchene, Luke Cunning from Joe Rexroad, and Ellie Tolvanen is my selection. That has been Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Red Wings tonight, and that was a big win the other night against Montreal. Back and forth game, and Forsberg able to get it done in overtime on a great play by Josi to keep the puck alive. Forsberg gets stick knocked out of his hand. Granlund takes care of business behind the net and finds Forsberg all by himself with 12 seconds left. That's a big win, big 2 points for the Predators the other night to close out that home stand the right way with 4 of a possible 6 points.
Well, it would have been a terrible loss.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, you had to come back, grind it out, get that, avoid the, you know, the shootout. Incredible pass by Granlund. 3-on-3 is so awesome. But yeah, they need to declare themselves one way or the other. Put a streak together of something. Win, lose, something.
Well, you got an opportunity this week. You're taking on the Red Wings tonight. You've got the Islanders coming up on Thursday, which, by the way, the Islanders have lost 11 games in a row. 11.
That's wild.
It's pretty amazing to think about. A New Jersey team on Friday on the second half of a back-to-back that you handled pretty well last week, and then you're at the Rangers coming up on Sunday as well. So a 4-game road trip. I mean, you got an opportunity to collect some points this week, starting tonight against the mighty Detroit Red Wings. Speaking of teams that will not yield from that area.
By the way, the winning Detroit Red Wings. Are they in the playoffs right now?
They would be in
the playoffs.
They are in a wild card spot. 13-9-3 for the Wing Wheels up there.
Wild.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, which of those teams up there is going to emerge from the dog water to become I mean, the Tigers just signed Javi Baez.
They did. I would say, the Red Wings got to be the leader in the clubhouse at the moment, right? In a playoff spot right now.
Yeah, you got Cade Cunningham, but that's a bad, bad team. The Lions are bad, bad. Yeah, the Red Wings, they're. I think Stevie Y knows what he's doing a little bit.
I think so, too.
I think he does.
Donovan from Wisconsin texting in, if Trotz gets fired, the Preds should bring him back. I don't think either one of those things are going to happen.
I mean, the job he's done there has been remarkable.
Yeah.
And, although I guess that it does go that way sometimes in this league.
It does in hockey, for
Coaches
sure.
Coaches get – it's just like, okay, move on.
Well, Bruce Boudreau's back in there. The Flyers fired Lane Vigneault yesterday. I mean, the turnover – and
it's the same pool of people.
That's the thing. Like, it's the incredible part is people get fired in the NHL left and right, and then they just get rehired everywhere. It's like the same people. Like, Elaine Vigneault, I swear, has coached half the league.
And GMs,
at this point.
Too.
Yeah.
It's all the same pool. It's like the just switch teams. This is like growing up, I swear, like Richie Adubato is a guy who, like, was an announcer for half the league in the NBA and also coached half the league. Richie Adubato, okay. Bruce Boudreau, okay, sure. Try that for a few years. Yeah, get some new blood.
That's like, look, I think sometimes coaches get blamed too quickly in the NHL, probably the NHL more than any other league. Like, it's still largely a player's thing in the NHL, but my gosh, like, I'm sure Alain Vigneault, if he wants to get hired by somebody else, probably go get hired by somebody else. He'd be like the next coach of the Arizona Coyotes or whatever. But my goodness.
Right. I mean, John Hines is an example of
exactly
like someone young who actually came up and got a shot, like the rare, you know, non-recycled coach in the NHL.
Yeah. Going to be interesting to see what happens on that front.
How many coaches in the NHL are on at least their second head coaching job in the NHL? Like, how many coaches in the NHL are – because, I mean, even Hines qualifies as that.
Yeah. That's a lot. Like, John Cooper I don't think is head coach of Tampa. I think he's just been head coach of Tampa.
And he just came out of nowhere.
He's, yeah.
He, and by the
did
way –
a really good job in the American Hockey League.
And he's done okay. He's done all right.
Dean Evason, coach of the Wild. You know, he's the coach of the Admirals forever in this organization.
Yeah.
And then moves to an assistant coach for the Wild. Now he's head coach. And, oh, by the way, the Minnesota Wild, first place right now in the Central Division, tied for the most points in the Western Conference.
How about that?
Pretty good stuff.
So, did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either. But to your point, I mean, Daryl Sutter's in the league still. Dave Tippett's in the league coaching Edmonton. I mean, it's been all over. Like, Paul Maurice is in the league. Like, I'm sure – like, is Ken Hitchcock going to end up back in here doing something? Like, Lindy Ruff's in the league. Like, it's just – it's amazing to me that it's just the same names over and over and over again.
So, if Barry Trotz is available?
I mean, if Barry Trotz is available, there are going to be teams lining up.
Right.
But I don't anticipate the Predators coaching job being available anytime soon.
Right. I wouldn't think so either. That's kind of calmed down, right? If people calm down on that?
Some people. There's
I guess some people are always, yeah, it's just, you're all, that's always going to be your answer. Preds TikTok.
Preds TikTok. You join TikTok yet?
No. But I'm sure Preds TikTok is fire Hines. Hashtag.
Did they Joe, do hashtags I'm going to make you a TikTok.
You're going to please do.
I'm going to make you a TikTok. And yes, you can
like
do hashtags
make a
on
video
TikToks.
Or make an account?
Well, both.
Please are you don't. A big TikToker, Michelle?
I throw out some talks, some TikToks out there. Can't really figure it out. I feel very old when I'm on the app.
Throw out some talks.
God, imagine how old you'd feel if you were on the app.
It's weird. I like can't figure it out. It's kind of confusing. My little sisters are like, oh, you just do this and you edit the video. And I'm like, okay, why do I feel so old doing it, you know?
Wow.
I don't mess with the TikTok.
I understand, guys.
Maybe I should.
I don't know. We were
apparently it's all the rage right now.
I was supposed to do like a dance with Caroline on there, and I'm glad it never happened. Didn't the Donix? The Donix had a nice.
Oh, Willie! Willie's made an appearance on TikTok.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that could be you.
Yeah. Hopefully not, but it could be.
I'll just montage your chair slides.
Oh, please do
into a TikTok.
Yeah, some good ones in there.
There are some good ones.
Anyway, I wonder for like Fire Hines on TikTok.
That's right. I'm sure that exists somewhere. I wonder, like, for your old school Predators fan, do you still get fired up to play the Red Wings? Used to be the rivalry for the Predators. Obviously, you don't play them other than last year when you played them 100 times. You play them twice a year now at this point. Do you still get fired up to play the Red Wings? I'm talking real old school.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, you could sit here with the Titans and be like, ah, remember when they had Mark Brunell and Fred Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh man. I mean, now they're just the crappy Jags, you know? Aren't the Red Wings just the crappy Red Wings?
They're in the playoff spot, man.
They're the slightly less crappy Red Wings. But I don't – like, I guess there's always some level of excitement about the logo on a team's jersey.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you've been bad this long – that takes it away a lot, doesn't it?
I would think so.
Like, even the Ducks now, I mean, it was not long ago at all that was such a great, intense hatred, and now it's just like, ugh, the
it's
Ducks.
Just whatever, yeah.
It's about what's happening now. Live in the now.
It's time for the Predators to find another one of those. It's probably going to take another playoff series. Like, you know, by the end of the Carolina thing last year, a lot of Predators fans didn't like the Hurricanes.
Isn't that always the case? What playoff series and Stanley Cup playoffs do you not end up hating the other team by the end of it?
But some take it to a different level. Like, it's time for the Predators to have a rivalry renewed.
Well, what about –
like, the Blackhawks are trash now.
I was just going to say, like, you got them. You still have them. But, yeah, they're very disappointing this year. The Blues, I mean, like, remember when the Jets, that was just going to be this amazing thing
for
many
years.
And it just was, like, not – Maybe the Avalanche. That got a little chippy.
That did get a little chippy.
And that's a very good team.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Fancy team. They probably say scenario over there.
They probably do. We'll continue to have your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, joining us at 9:30 this morning for more information on the Preds. When we come back, though, we'll be joined by our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. Get his thoughts on all things NFL. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.